There's just nothing like when that spontaneous worship, it's not pumped and it's not primed, it's just bam, and there it goes. There ain't nothing like that. Surprise attack on the enemy. Amen. Good to see Brother Coots here. You got a little more hair than last time I saw you. Boy, that's a shame. You can take it off like that and it just grows back. Amen. If my wife is going to come and sing tonight, and she said, I want you to sing. I said, no, they need to hear a good one. So, but I would, if Brother Perry would let us use one of your musicians, play for her. And y'all worship with her while she sings. And look to your neighbor and say, I've not yet begun to worship. Keep smiling. Of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Lord,
Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. The battle is over. The victory has been won. Woo, hallelujah. 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 I tell people everywhere I go, I say, man, when you're singing them songs, think about what you sing. You know, we get together, and I'm not knocking anybody, but we sing I'll Fly Away, and it's just like congregational, you know. Close them eyes and think about one day leaving this world. When you sing just a little talk with Jesus, and make everything all right. Activate that faith that is inside of you and see the answers of your problems. See the problems being eliminated. See the glory coming down and feel the power of God. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift our hands one more time. And I want you to close your eyes. And if you've got loved ones that needs the Holy Ghost, I want you to refute the thing that says they'll never get it. And I want you to picture them talking in tongues. I want you to picture them being baptized in Jesus' name. I want you to picture them worshiping and leaping for joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! My God! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord. Again, it is a tremendous honor to be here tonight. And I feel like I wasn't here that Sunday. I was closing out somewhere else. But I feel like that we have yet to scrape the top of what God's wanting to do in this revival. Well, I got a few Baptist nods. I said, I believe that we have yet to scrape the top as to what God is wanting to do in the place tonight. There's sorrows in the building he's wanting to take away and give joy in the place of. There's doubts and fears he's wanting to remove. There's victory in the building tonight. And it's got your name written all over it. Hallelujah. I better get on into my message. With a serious note, Brother Coots, it is an honor for you to be here. Son, Paul, and everyone else that's made it tonight, I know you've worked today. But I do feel like I have something strong in my heart for tonight. And I thought Brother Perry was going to preach it. You have your Bibles turned to the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Very familiar story we hear. Very familiar story. First Kings chapter 18. That's in the Old Testament. It's on page 425 of my Bible. Preacher came to Bible college and said, if you have your Bibles, turn the page. Such and such and such. And we all turned to it. And about 90% of us didn't know where he was at. Book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 21 says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And verse 30 says, "And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down." How long halt ye between two opinions? What's hindering you from building your altar tonight? I want to preach to you tonight, why limp when you can leap? I said, why limp when you can leap? If you lift your hands, Brother Perry, would you lead us in prayer?
By your love, and it's by your mercy. Lord, that you touch our eyes to see our individuals, Lord, to speak to mercy, Lord. Help us ever slow in this, God. Help us to take care of all part of our being. Father, grant the anointing that we search for to the man of God. Father, let this word go forth and be
Everyone say amen.
We're going to set this thing down so don't whistle on it.
All right, you may be seated. I should have said that beforehand, shouldn't I? Something in this story that, as I was studying, that I found that I seem to have heard overlooked. How long halt ye between two opinions? It seemed like there was something that was missing. There was something that was causing a hindrance. Oh, my. How long are you going to wait? And how long are you going to hold back between making the right choice? How long are you going to wait around and wait for someone else to try to make it for you? One translation says this: how long are you going to hold up and limp between two opinions? In other words, what is crippling your ability to make a right choice? You're looking at a thing, and Elijah just challenges him. He said, "Hey, I'm not afraid to prove my God tonight. And I'm fixing to bring something before the Lord or before this altar. And we're fixing to find out just what God..." Can I put it this way? We're fixing to find out if we're really serving the right God. Because one of them's going to answer and the other one's not going to. And my God, it did not matter what the laying on the altar, what they laid on the altar to sacrifice. What mattered was who was the altar to and what was the name you're going to call on. How long? What has happened to you people? What has happened, Elijah was saying to you human beings, that has caused you to drift away and you don't know which God to serve? You can't tell the thing between stone and the thing that's alive. Now let's look at what a limp really is. A limp is not a paraplegic. A limp is not somebody that is totally crippled. A limp is just something that hinders the movement of the body. Hello. Have you ever, in a physical sense, have you ever just all of a sudden got something in your leg, a catch or somewhere, and it causes you not to walk the way you want to? Isn't it just like the devil to try to make us make a choice that puts a little catch in our walk with God, and we can't walk the way we want to walk? and we find ourselves beaten against the wall, and we find ourselves beaten against everything else, and looking around and saying, God, have you forsaken me? When all the time, all that God is wanting is us to just rebuild our altars and lay the right sacrifice. I'm telling you tonight, you don't have to walk around with crippled faith. You don't have to leave this place with your faith hindered and set at a certain level. You don't have to walk around with that same old sin. Honey, you just need to rebuild your altar and lay your problem on it. Hello, testing, 1, 2. Is anybody hearing me? I'm telling you, there's a way out of your problems. There's a way out of your traps. There's a way out. There's a healing in the body. Well, case in point, woo! Revival tonight. Revival tonight. Sister, I don't believe there's a hindrance in you, a limp anywhere in you. She's... You know, Paul was shipwrecked. And he sailed to the shore, so to speak. Some swam, some came on broken pieces. But when they got there, they were all safe. And then Paul starts to build a fire. Isn't that just something a preacher wants to do? But somewhere around this, he's building up things to build a fire up. And then all of a sudden, there an old serpent latches a hold of him. And some of us want to go, oh, God, I've been bit. Hello. I've been, oh, you don't know what just happened to me. I just can't worship right tonight because you just don't know how my day's been. But I want you to hear where that serpent came from. He did not come from out of the center of the fire, and he didn't come out of the cold. Friend, he came out of the heat of the fire. So if you want to be lukewarm, then don't be surprised if a serpent latches a hold of you. He don't care if you're cold, but friend, he is afraid of you when you're hot. But if you want to be compromising a little here and laid back a little here, friend, you're going to have all sorts of hell in your life. I'm telling you, if you'll rebuild the altar, tonight if you'll come to the altar and lay aside all the weights that so easily beset us and call on the name of God, He's going to answer with fire. It was not the lukewarmness where the serpent went. Paul said, I know you belong. And I don't think that old serpent just got in that fire and went, oh. Wait for the next one. Woo! He's going, but one thing about it, no matter how much he twiddled and jerked and twisted, he was dead when it was all over. If your problem seems to be coming back and biting you in the area you don't need to be bit, then it's probably because we're just brushing him off a little bit. Tonight I'm telling you, you get the fire inside of you and all of hell will turn loose. But why are you waiting? What are we waiting for? Why are we waiting? Is it now? Do I need to go now? Have we become robots to an altar? Is it now, oh preacher, am I hearing the right word? And I'm coming to an altar. Okay, everything's right, everything. I'm telling you, the altars are open before I ever got up here. Hello? Hello? Look at me if you want to, but I'm telling you, there's some things in some people's lives tonight that if you just... They may look like a mountain, but friend, when you let God get a hold of you, I'm not telling you your problems are nothing. I'm just telling you in the sight of God, they're nothing. Why halt you between two opinions?
You come to a Y in life. And this side is life. And this side is death. Why do you hesitate as to which one to go? In other words, what has crippled your perception? Maybe we don't see down the road quite right. So therefore, fear sets inside of us and we're afraid to make that move. A man once told me, he said, God, show me hell. I just want to see a little bit of hell. And he showed him a long, winding pathway that dead end in an area that was like fire, that is like liquid, rolling and tossing and turning and screaming and all sorts of going on. And people are lined up back to back and are just up together and they're walking that road. And then when they get to the point where they see the end of the road, they try to stop and say, well, I don't want to go there. But the momentum behind them is driving them into the pit. Tonight, you're not at the edge of destruction. You're at the edge of redemption. You're in the house of God. I said you are in the house of God. And you are in the presence of the Almighty God. Dagon. I hope I'm not meddling. Dagon. Some pious cat thought that he could bring God into the presence of his so-called God and humble him by placing him at the feet of that God. Came in the next day and there's that God laying on its face before the ark of the Lord. So these men had to get their God and pick him back up. You know, I don't think, Brother Perry, we're much different than that when we lay our problems down and then we pick them back up. Preach it, brother. But they got that God set back up, and the next time it came, they found their God shattered before the Lord. Its head has rolled off. Its hands has rolled off. Its bottom half has rolled off. Nothing but the trunk. Now, if you died today, and I didn't know who you was, where do you think I would get your identity from? Well, I don't have a head to place the face and the teeth. Well, I'll go to the hands and get some fingerprints. So on us, I'll go to your feet and get your footprint. God took that problem and stripped it of its identity. And this problem that surfaces and tells you that I'm greater than anything you've ever accomplished. If you'll bring that thing before God one more time tonight and leave it there, I'm telling you God's going to strip it of every bit of its identity and He's going to show you just who the real God is. But you've got to choose to bring that thing before Him. You've got to choose to rebuild the altar. You've got to choose. I don't care who it is. You've got to choose. You've got to choose. You've got to choose. What's holding you back? You want revival in your home? Choose this day who you're going to serve. Come on, elders. You've got prayers you want to see answered. Bring them things before the altar one more time. I'm just going to tell you, I wish you'd all come to the altar right now. What's your problems? What's hindering you? What's holding you back? Hey, Mr. Demas, what's blinded your eyes? Come on, sisters. Come on, brothers. I'm telling you, bring that thing before God tonight. That's it. Repair your altars. Come on, you need the Holy Ghost tonight. All you've got to do is make yourself an altar. All you got to do is lay yourself upon the altar. Worship God! In the name of Jesus, you devil that's trying to bind this revival, I command you to be stripped of your identity. When the bride gets through, when the bride gets through, come on, that's it. We're getting fire called down in the building.
In the name of Jesus, come on, present it. Come on, turn it over to God. Let that worship consume you. In the name of Jesus.